One of the 10 threats to the Great Lakes identified by many of the experts we surveyed is dredging channels deeper and wider for larger ocean-going ships. In the 1950s, engineers carved a shipping channel from the Atlantic Ocean to the Great Lakes via the St. Lawrence River. The St. Lawrence Seaway was to make ports and cities such as Chicago and Duluth main players in global commerce. Today, the Seaway operates at less than half its capacity. That's because only 5% of the world's cargo fleet can fit through its locks and channels. For decades, the shipping industry has wanted to make them bigger. David Summerstein reports.
The port of Ogdensburg sits on the St. Lawrence River in northern New York State. When the Seaway was built, local residents were promised an economic boom. Today, what Ogdensburg mostly gets is road salt. Road salt and a white mineral called wollastonite. The Dutch use it to make ceramic tile. Front loaders push around mountains of the stuff. In all, the port of Ogdensburg welcomes 6 freighters a year and employs just 6 people. Other Great Lakes ports are much bigger, but the story is similar. They handle low-value bulk goods, grain, ore, coal, plus higher-value steel. But few sexy electronic goods from Japan come through the Seaway, or the gajillion of knickknacks from China or South Korea. James Oberstar is a congressman from Duluth. He says there's a reason why. A dastardly coincidence doomed the Seaway.
Just as the Seaway was under construction, Malcolm McLean, a shipping genius, hit on the idea of moving goods in containers.
Containers that fit right on trains and trucks. The problem was the ships that carry those containers were already too big for the Seaway's locks and channels.
That idea of container shipping gave a huge boost of energy to the East Coast, Gulf Coast, and West Coast ports and to the railroads.
Leaving Great Lakes ports behind. Ever since, the regional shipping industry has wanted to make the Seaway bigger. The latest effort came in 2002, when the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers studied the economic benefits of expansion. The study said squeezing container ships through the Seaway would bring $1.5 billion a year to ports like Chicago, Toledo, and Duluth. But if you build it, would they come?
Highly doubtful that container ships would come in. Highly doubtful.
John Taylor is a transportation expert at Grand Valley State University in Michigan. He studied Seaway traffic patterns extensively. He says there would have to be a sea change in global commerce.
Rail is too competitive, too strong, moving containers from the coast in and out, you know, say from Montreal and Halifax into Chicago and Detroit and so on. It's too cost effective for it to make sense for a ship to bring those same containers all the way into Chicago.
The expansion study sparked a flurry of opposition across the Great Lakes. It failed to mention the cost of replumbing the Seaway, an estimated $10 to $15 billion. It didn't factor in invasive species that show up in foreign ships' ballasts. Invasives already cost the economy $5 billion a year. And environmentalists said it glossed over the ecological devastation of dredging and blasting a deeper channel. Even the shipping industry has begun to distance itself from expansion. Steve Fisher directs the American Great Lakes Ports Association.
There was quite a bit of opposition expressed through the region. And in light of that opposition, we took stock of just how much and how strongly we felt on the issue. And quite frankly, there just wasn't a strong enough interest.
Most experts now believe expansion won't happen for at least another generation. Environmentalists and other critics hope it won't happen at all. So instead, the Seaway is changing its tactics. Richard Korff runs Canada's side of the waterway. He says the vast majority of Seaway traffic is actually between Great Lakes ports, not overseas. So the Seaway's focus now is to lure more North American shippers to use the locks and channels.
Our efforts have to be towards maximizing the use of what we have now for the benefit of both countries, the economic, environmental, and social benefit.
Today, trucks and trains haul most goods from coastal ports to Great Lakes cities. Shippers want to steal some of that cargo, take it off the roads and rails, and put it on Seaway ships headed for Great Lakes ports. For the GLRC, I'm David Summerstein.